Like, I remember the first time I was sort of introduced to a computer through a game. I was like, ah, this is so awesome. I'm playing Need for Speed there. Like,
growing up, I wanted to be a number of different things, from engineer to chartered accountant.
I think it was the best thing in my life, like just to play a game. So this is how I started to be introduced to computers, just by playing games, seeing it as this thing that can play entertainment. It's like a TV and music and games all in one.
Coming into this field only happened when after matric, because I hadn't applied to any university, so I had to go somewhere. I luckily had a cousin in PE who knew people at admin at the university. Sent through my transcript to her. She sent me back a list of courses that I qualified for. I saw computer science information systems for the first time.
When I was growing up, I really didn't know exactly what computing was about. When I actually went to university, I didn't enroll in computing. I actually started out in accounting, and then I somewhat got pushed into information systems from my second year onwards.
The reason that I really started going into computing, if I remember properly, was because I started playing Super Mario from the age of 4.
Back then, I didn't know much about the industry. The one thing I did know, though, is that people who have this particular qualification, which is a BSc in computer science, tend to be sought after.
I remember really enjoying technology and enjoying taking things apart and enjoying seeing how things worked. And though I didn't really know too much at the time, I enjoyed being creative and I enjoyed making things. So, you know, as soon as I could see that, you know, computing was a way to do much better things, to start building worlds and to provide ways for people to have fun and see something new, I became a lot more interested in it.
Coming from the township, you're not exposed to these things. You don't have a solid structure of learning how computers are built or how they work behind the scenes when you're growing up.
I never regarded myself as a technologist when I was growing up. You know, I was more the kid that liked to play outside, was into my sports. Never really that much exposed to, you know, computers. Even when I was at high school, I had very limited exposure to, you know, things like computers. Yes, we did have a computer lab, and we were fortunate to have a computer lab, but I didn't really spend a lot of time exposing myself to computers.
When I actually ended up being in university, I realized it was completely different from, you know, what, from my perspective, it was more of, okay, it was programming, it was coding, and that's all you actually do. But when you're actually in information systems and you're in university, you see how broad it is and how much you can actually do with the module or with the degree itself.
What I did know and had a feeling of was that computers and technology in general was becoming a bigger part of our lives.
I saw computer science information systems in a list of your BCom accounting, economics and everything. So my thing was to take up this course because I knew no one who'd done it, and that then my chances of getting a job afterwards would be greater than the other, if I were to pursue the other careers. And this is how I ended up here.
The Dean of Science then addressed some of us who were going to choose the BSc route, and then he gave us all the various options, the pros and cons, the benefits of the various options, and then he mentioned computer science, which some of my classmates had also mentioned. So the more they spoke about this computer science, the more intrigued I was. So it became the natural choice for me. Of course, I love maths. So for me, whatever I chose had to involve maths somehow.
When I was, you know, in high school, you know, it was the introduction really of things like cell phones, and I was quite fascinated by, you know, the growth of cell phones and how they started to influence, you know, how we behave, how we communicate, how we build relationships.
The interest kind of migrated to the internet and everything, and then phones had the internet in them. So it sort of grew their passion towards all these things around computing sort of grew in me, that I wanted to find out more what website can do more for me. Oh, wow. Okay. What about not finding a website? What about creating a website? That's a different thing altogether now. I can actually make something that can be given to the people and that will reflect back to me.